You might remember last month we spoke with U.S. Air Force Captain and Iraq War veteran Tim Finley. He was just about to head to Mongolia to compete in the world's longest and toughest horse race, the Mongol Derby. 600 miles, 10 days, 25 horses. Well, Captain Finley's back. How'd he do?
I did well. I placed 13th out of 43. But really, to be honest, crossing the finish line was everything.
Finley is a tough and experienced rider, but he says Mongolia's horses are even tougher. He was thrown the very first day of the race.
I pancaked onto the ground, onto my back, and it was agony. And I was covered in dust, and I look up at the horse, and I'm seeing stars, and I've got Mongolian dirt in my mouth. And at the time, I was in the lead. And I thought, no, I can't. I can't stop. I can't take a break. I've got to go. It was the first day. I only had three names on my shirt when that happened.
Captain Finley wore only one shirt for the entire 10 days of the race. And every time he got on a new horse, he wrote the name of a U.S. military veteran who's taken his own life on that shirt. And in Mongolia, it was their memory that pushed him to the finish.
I knew I was riding for them. The pain that I went through physically and the endurance that was required to cross the finish line, I think sets a prime example, because endurance racing is, in fact, a perfect metaphor for what they're dealing with, for what I had to deal with. Because the very last horse I rode, I named after myself. And that was the one horse that crossed the finish line. And when I think about that, that really hits home. To think that if they had some kind of a solution like this, that maybe their name would have been the last name.
U.S. Air Force Captain Tim Finley spoke with us from Fort Riley, Kansas. We've got pictures of him crossing the Mongol Derby finish line at hereandnow.org.